As training camp winds down here at SUNY Cortland, Eric Gallen on the field alongside Jets defensive backs coach Dennis Thurman. DT, how are those new safeties looking? And I'm talking about the veterans first, LaRon Landry, Jeremiah Bell.
Well, you know, obviously it's a work in progress. We have a different system than most teams in the National Football League, and that we ask our safeties to do a lot. We have versatile safeties now. Not that Jim Leonard wasn't. He's just a smaller guy. We have bigger, I believe, more athletic safeties than we've had here in the past. We have to take advantage of them. Right now, like I said, it's a work in progress because they're still learning the defenses and the little nuances that go along with it.
Specifically, Bell's athleticism. Don't you think that's a little bit underrated? Because a lot of folks just said, hey, he was asked to play in the box in Miami, but he can play back.
Right, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, obviously Tony Sparano is here, and he signed off on him big time. And if he had still been the head coach at Miami, he told me that they were going to use him more as a free safety now to take some of the wear and tear off of him because of his age and where he is in his career. And we were surprised at how much range he has, the ball skills that he has. I mean, he's still a very athletic guy, even though he's 34 years old.
And LaRon's been awfully fun to watch. That's a guy who loves physical contact. And he's also effective as a blitzer. You can see that right off the bat. He's got that great speed.
Well, there's no doubt. You know, but I think one of the things that's underrated about him, or people don't really know, is how much range he has. He's very fast. He's very explosive. He can play the ball in the air. He has good ball skills. He can cover man-to-man. So with the guys that we have now, we believe that the things that we're going to ask them to do, they're going to be very effective doing it.
How about your young safeties? They've been stepping up as well. Antonio Allen's. He played the spur linebacker for Steve Spurrier at South Carolina, which was more in the box, a hybrid linebacker. But he's shown to have some talent in coverage. He's breaking on the ball. He had 3 interceptions early in camp. He's a physical guy. And then Josh Bush, I think he's shown an ability in man coverage as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, Antonio is a guy who's he's a really good athlete. He has great natural physical talent. The thing that he has to work on and improve on is the mental aspect of this game. But for a rookie, he's doing a pretty good job because, trust me, this defense as a safety is not easy to learn. Bush has come in and learned it mentally. Okay, there's some times where he may get a little bit overmatched by, say, a little bit more physical or physically gifted tight end, but he's more than holding his own. I mean, we feel like right now we have 2 good young safeties. They just got to continue to work and come on and develop.
We know what Reeve and Crow can do physically, but the thing that impresses me the most about your room, these guys really hold themselves accountable, don't they?
Well, they have to. I mean, there's no excuses. I mean, we have to come out. We have a job to do. We believe that the better we play in the secondary, the better our entire defense will play because we're not going to give up big plays on the back end. Those guys up front, the front 7, working their butts off to get to the quarterback, to stay in there underneath the zones in their area. We can't let the ball go over our head and create big plays for the offense because now it makes it much easier for the offense to score.
And lastly, it's overlooked a little bit, but Ellis Langster and Kyle Wilson, quietly productive camps as well.
Oh, no question. Kyle has come back, and, you know, we had a conversation before he left to go on vacation, and it is, you know, you have to think like a number one corner. And if you went into your 3rd year, it's time for you to start performing like the number one draft pick that you were 3 years ago. And he stepped it up. He's taken it to heart, and he's had a great camp. Ellis has more of a situational player for us, but he has great physical talent. He can cover slots. He can cover tight ends. He can cover backs. He can blitz, do a lot of different things. He just has to stay in his playbook and learn exactly what to do and when.
Dennis Thurman, he's got the talent on the outside. He's got the talent on the inside. Thurman Steves back with the Dallas Cowboys. These Jets look ready to not only intercept the ball in 2012, but to knock some people around as well. Thanks.